Hello, everybody. This is Darlene Hunter, and there's also Mary McCulloch on the line from the Center for Sacred Studies, the director of the ministry program. I just want to say hello and welcome you to the question and answer hour with us about our ministry training program. And just to give us a little bit of an idea of how, you know, I see the night going or this hour going is that, of course, I'll offer up a prayer to start, and then we'll have I'll have a little brief download about maybe a personal something or other about the ministry program, because I know that each of you have already probably reviewed the material and looked at it online. And then I also know that we have possibly some questions and some answers for you, hopefully. And we also have on the phone call a number of our alumni, our reverends, our ministers of Walking Prayer, who are also on the call and can also give their input and their feelings about the program. So I just want to say thank you, everybody, and welcome. I'm having somewhat of a funny moment. I don't know, Ed Sullivan just keeps flying through, and I'll probably am dating myself, you know, but we're going to have a really fun show tonight. So with that, and with a lot of joy in our hearts, because it's all about being in our beingness, and when we are in our beingness, there is joy there. So with that beingness moment, I just want to say thank you, O Holy One, Mother, Father, God, all the ways and the names that we know you. I want to say thank you. Thank you to Mother Earth and Father Sky. Thank you to the air that we breathe. Thank you to the fire, the water. Thank you to the four directions and all the ancestors on this beautiful land that we're all connected with, wherever we're sitting or standing tonight. We give thanks for our lives. We give thanks for our communities, our families. We ask for special prayers for those of us who have healing challenges and who are having different experiences in our families that are needing special prayers that way. And of course, always praying for you, Mother Earth, and you hold us and give us everything we need at every moment of the day. And so as we're stepping into a new place of awareness and consciousness around you, we give thanks. We give thanks for all of the beings on this planet so that we have this beautiful walking prayer of peace and unity and harmony with the earth and each other. We would wish that for our next seven generations and beyond. This I pray, aho. So, welcome once again to the Ministry Training Program Question and Answers. And if you're online tonight, you're probably thinking about the program. That's there's some part of our spirits, our souls, our higher beings, our higher self that is somehow drawn, or a word catches us, or a moment catches us, or a picture, and we get pulled in more as we dialogue with creation around, you know, what our next steps are, how do we further our, I don't know, our tool chest, which is all about ourselves and our beautiful vessel that we are, and the gifts and the talents and what, you know, Spirit is calling for each of us to do. And so I just want to say thank you for being here on the call, and for those that are going to be, I think we're recording it so that others who weren't able to be on the call tonight can also listen in. So I want to thank you for all of those, and I want to thank those that have already heard the call and stepped up and are discovering every day that we walk, every moment that we take on this earth, we're always discovering what our work is about. And it might be that we're stepping away from some old work that wasn't answering the call of ourselves, or we're continuing on down this beautiful sacred path. And so whichever that is, I'm glad that you listened and connected with us tonight. And so just to give you a little bit of a brief history of how this the Center for Sacred Studies actually came into being is that way years ago in the early 90s, a group of us like-minded individuals started coming together around our spiritual director, Jyoti, and her husband, Russell Park. They actually were the founders and elders of our community called Kayamari, which is a global village that we have. Our footprint goes from coast to coast here, from Canada down to Mexico, down to Brazil, and across, as my elders say, the Great Puddle, into Europe, where we have a community in the Czech Republic, and we have a lot of our relatives are over there in Sweden and Switzerland and Germany and Austria and all of those, and we have ministers in England and Wales and everywhere. As a matter of fact, I was going to be writing a song about that one time. It's just a beautiful place where this Kayamari village started growing. We had a place up in, and do still, 160 acres in the forest in the Sierra Nevada foothills in California here, and we decided to come together to consciously raise our children and grow our food and have a safe place to pray. And with that thought and following spirit, you know, we were guided through our hearts and stayed out of our minds as much as possible. And other than the normal, what in the world are we doing? And we made it up this 14-mile logger road. We're in the middle of, as I said, up steep places and deep ravines to this beautiful place, and we called it Kayamari, which is a Huichol word for the blue deer, which everywhere that blue deer steps, sacred community is healed and grows. And the blue deer is the symbol of the one that is in the Nataka that brings spirit down to earth. It's the messenger moment. And so once we had our village, 1995, we've got our land up there, and we began to do just that, raise our kids, raise some food, and have safe places of prayer. And elders started coming up the mountain from all different traditions, knowing that was a special place, and had ceremonies and prayers, and started teaching us, you know, about ceremony and about ritual and about life, you know, about being a walking prayer. And I know that I raised my girls up there, and we have other children that have been actually born up there. I think it was about in 2000, 2001, we determined that some people came to us with a proposition, with Jyoti and Russell and myself, with a proposition about creating a different form of governance for ourselves with Kayamari, and wanted to protect the land under a sacred umbrella. And so after much deliberation and much research and a lot of us coming up against the shadow of the word church, we, the Center for Sacred Studies, became, in the government's eyes, the IRS, the United States government, a quote-unquote a religious organization, or known as a church. And so once we did that, we felt that we protected the lands and our places of prayer. And I forgot what year it was, but in the mid-2000s, 2005 maybe, people started coming and speaking about a ministry program. They approached Jyoti, and with 9/11 happening, and you know, gas prices and traveling and all of those things, someone suggested having an online ministry program, which is a little bit funny because in Brazil, when we go there, they call us the electric people because our prana and our energy, our chi, runs really high. And when that happens, you know, in some cases when it activates kundalini, we seem to fry computers. And so to have an online course was really humorous to us, especially since Jyoti was one of those that would go walk in a room and things would go bzz, 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 and, you know. So having an online program was a challenge. We had many people that are a lot here to mention that kind of cycled through getting different stages of the place developed. I specifically want to bring in also another one of my sisters, Wendy Cummins. And Wendy and Jyoti and I sat down once we said, all right, we're going to do this. And we had people to figure out how to do the structure of it and how to do the online part of the online course. We sat down and we prayed and we channeled in what the course would look like. And What would it be that I would want to know, for instance, for myself, if I were going to become someone that would be a walking prayer or a minister? And of course, the word was scary, so some of you, it might be a scary thing to think of. What does that mean to be a minister, and how do I walk that? And, I don't think that's really what I want to do, but I really like the course content because it touches something really inside me. And, you know, all those things and all those feelings I also had myself. And I know a number of people, you can get online and get a license, you know, as a minister for $25, and that wasn't what I wanted to do either. And so Wendy, Jyoti, and I sat down and we prayed, and we really, the bones of this mother, you know, for us, for Center for Sacred Studies, for many of us, we call her the mother, the Holy Mother, Earth Mother. The mother came and she speaks to us just like whatever, however it is for you in your spiritual practice, whatever that higher power is inside, outside, same side that you connect with. For us, it's her. So thank you. Thanks, Mom. And so she gave us the bones of what this ministry program would look like. And from there, we went out, each of us, to the different parts that we were working on. And we then put the curriculum together and acquired the teachers that are 11 teachers that teach your modules each month. There's 11 modules each year, and the break in the middle in April, and then again at the end is when you come and you actually have an on-site retreat with us for about 5 days up here in California, northern part of California, in up in the mountains here. And so you have 11 of these amazing instructors that you will have your visual session with them. You'll get to see them, and then you'll listen to the audio, and you'll have your, you know, your reading material, you'll have your practice as well. You know, you'll be given some practice to do and accomplish for that month. You'll be you'll receive then you'll hook into, a question and answer session for an hour with the instructor for that month. You'll also have a monthly chat with Jyoti. Sometimes it's with myself each month that you will be really monitoring and feeling and listening to what's going on within ourselves, within our ministry class itself as a collective, as a morphogenic field, what's happening in our families, our community, our world. And that will be consistent throughout your study. And you will also be receiving a mentor on the road here. And many of our alumni that are here tonight have also been or are currently mentors. And that mentor you will actually be talking with 45 minutes or so once a month. About your papers, about the process that you're in, and they're the wave that goes through the whole program, and the ear and the mirror that you get to reflect back to about what the process is. Because one of the most important things that we do, and that we have been doing for all these years with the Kayamari and the Center for Sacred Studies, is that we actually we listen to spirit and we follow process. Just like you. And so a big part of this is the process and then the integration time, and that's what those mentor calls are for. We have, I think, about 150 ministers all over the world at this moment in time, so I think there's also sometimes a big sister or brother part of the program too, so that you have some other support if you would like to have that. And then we also have for each month a coordinating elders corner. And so you'll have a little bit of visual or audio time with one of the elders that are in our community, some of those that have been bringing wisdom to us and sharing their knowledge that we're very grateful for. And so with all of that, with each month, then you'll also write a reflection paper, and that's the paper that will really help, again, further integrate the process. So I think that is part of what happens ongoing. And then in each class, Each year, you will actually participate in a breathwork session. And of course, the Center for Sacred Studies has Mayatri breathwork and my certified Mayatri breathworkers, but there's many different types of breathwork out there, holotropic, radiance, birthing, and many others that our students let us know about, and we review and say, yes, that sounds great. Come back and let us know how that was and how you felt with that, because that is then the physical integration into your physical body about all of what you've been working on and all of what you've been doing. If you can do more than two, that's great. But that's our minimum requirement, so that you have two breathworks done before you show up for your retreat space when you come. For in the middle and then at your graduation time. So let's see. I'm just going to check in with our director and registrar, Mary, to make sure that I have all of those kind of details about the class, that I didn't leave any one of them out. Mary, how did I do?
No, you did.
She's like my boss.
Yeah. I would only add flourishes, which I can do at any point. But no, I think you covered it quite well, actually. Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, that's good. And so how about if we open for a couple of questions and answers, or a couple of questions, and I think there's a way that you actually, if you want to have a question, we're on this amazing thing called Maestro that you all called into, and you can raise your hand, and then we see it, and then we know that you would like to ask a question. So, to finish the story about, you know, so yes, we did create an online course that began. The first one started in 2007, with the first graduation class being in 2009, and now we're going into a graduation class of 2017. So the work has been very yummy, and like I said earlier, we have people all over the globe in many different countries and nations, and so you are part joining into this program. You will be joining in with a lot of other beautiful, rich resources that we have that we can share. And so we still have, of course, our beautiful Kayamari Global Community. We have a place in Brazil as well, a healing house in one of the villages. And we have been Center for Sacred Studies as well. That's what we call our business arm to our walk, you know, and we offer many programs through our global university, and we have, our mission is about that we are about sustaining ways of life based on collaboration and reciprocity with the earth and all her being. And we have beautiful relationships with different organizations, many out of our country, that we are in a fiscal sponsorship relationship. And so we're all about collaboration and a global alliance. And there is it's beautiful to be part of this movement. It's right now, the paradigm has shifted, and these are some of the tools that we find are helpful for us to work in these times that we're living in right now, you know. And I know that certainly is how it has been for me. And when we start, years ago, we opened up the very first classes that we had. It was called Stargate, and it was channeled through Spirit Mother into Russell and Jyoti, again, our founders. And it helped us create a structure and a way of speaking and being in the world that helped us create and live in a community up, you know, off grid for 14 years. And so that continued to keep moving and keep growing us. And so I just really want to say thank you to Jyoti, And to Russell, and Jyoti right now is on a health sabbatical, and so we're sending her over a lot of love that way too. And when we first began in those years, you know, we were so naive. If a morphogenic field is one that keeps building on itself, and each time we step into another level of consciousness, that field grows and grows. And so we speak about our Kayamari village as a chiamorphic field. And when we began, for many of you who might be on the telephone tonight, it's like, you know, I remember when I was like an elementary school or something, and, you know, people said, hey, I was really smart. And when I grew up older and, you know, younger ones were in elementary school, I'm noticing how smart they are. And then I had children, and when they were in elementary school, it's like, oh, my God, they are so much more further along than I am. And, you know, so each time it's like this level, you know, they're more brilliant, and this field is growing and growing on itself. And so the people that are coming to join this walking prayer in action are so much further along, I can say, than I was when I was taking it, even 7 years ago when we were, in 2007 when we even created it, you know. So I just want to say as well is that this is a organic process that is also about collaboration and reciprocity, because really it is, this ministry program is ours, it's yours, it's something that it's a community that can continue to grow, and so it's a proactive experience, and what you are bringing to the class is very unique and very special and very needed for this moment. So if this is something that's calling to you, there's something about your medicine, your magic, your gifts that are needed to create whatever classes is coming about. So we also need to have about 30 people to sign up in order to make the class work. And we limit it to that amount because, you know, there's these conversations that are going to happen on the phone, and we want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to have more of a familiar place inside that. And the first year, you're learning how to be in community together on a phone, and you don't really know each other. And many people have said, oh, you should have the retreat first. And it's like, no, this way that mom set it up is perfect. We get to know each other. And by the time we get to meet in person, all of our masks have faded away, and we just are greeting long-lost friends. So I just want to say that much. I could keep saying more, but I'm going to stop. You can see I'm really impassioned about all this. And I do want to just say again that Mary McCulloch is the one who's on the line. She's one of those people who came on as a volunteer and learned and grew under a beautiful one of our board members and a board advisor now who's off cycling the world, Sandy Emerson. Want to bring her name in here too and say thank you, Mary. You stepped in and now you wear the chief's hat, the director hat. And I also know that Marjean Bruce came on the phone as well, and she is our social mediaist and our communications director, who's also on the phone and does a lot with our electronical, you know, online-y kind of stuff as well. So thank you, ladies, for being here. And Mary, did you want to say anything before we step up? Questions? You go, girl.
Yeah. Thank you, Darlene. That second half was everything I might have thought to add. So you covered it all in quite a beautiful way, in quite an impressive way. And so I was just going to add that if there were any questions that didn't get answered on this call tonight, anyone and everyone is more than welcome to call me or email me. One of my favorite things to do around this time of year is to talk to people who are interested and answer their questions. It's always fascinating to me to hear what is calling people to ministry. We are growing a community here, and I think what I've just gotten aware of recently is I feel like actually ministers and our program were coming of age. So I just recently found out about the concept of echo ministry, and it's actually people who feel called to serve Mother Earth and in a variety of different ways. A lot of people are waking up and realizing they either want to steward their land, they want to look at sustainability, but they want to do it with the spiritual component involved as well, as they really feel they're connected to that, maybe even from other lifetimes they've been connected deeply to the earth and to spiritual practice and feeling very comfortable in nature. So I'm seeing evidence of this program and people that come to us of it coming of age, and it's very exciting for me to see that. And I would just agree completely with Darlene that the caliber of students that come into the program is like none other workshops I've done and whatnot. We really have people almost who've already gotten out in the world and figured out they want to be serving, and they are showing up in their communities and in their families and at their jobs, almost already tuned into the energy of being a minister, and it can look so different. We have a lot of artists. We have a lot of musicians. It's really what is your unique soul expression of that archetype of minister. So it's very wide open, and you can go in any, pretty much any direction you want with it, and even go in directions you've already been traveling. So I found for myself personally it wove together all these various interests. I had a lot of trouble narrowing it down, and then I found that the ministry program showed me it had all been building and guiding me towards what ultimately I would be doing in the world. And that was quite rewarding to realize while I was going through the training. So, yes, anyone who wants to talk more about it, I love to make time and open that up. You can find my contact information on our website, and feel free to reach out and check in if there's any questions that don't get answered. So that's it for now. I think we could go to some questions, Darlene.
Great. Thank you, Mary. Okay.
Yeah. So let's go on to Shauna. Did you have a question?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought I had to mute or press a button.
Okay. Were you just muting yourself to be safe and you don't actually have a question?
No, I do have a question. I came on about 5 minutes late, and I just had a couple questions. So are the classes like at nighttime? Like, is it like Tuesday, Thursday night? And is it on the phone usually, or do I have to be set up like with my computer for a lot of the sessions? Or
it is totally online. So
yeah.
You go ahead.
Well, I was just
Mary,
gonna
you
say,
wanna,
yeah, there's
did I talk?
There's there are 2 phone calls a month, and you can just call in from your regular cell phone, and so those are the only times where the classes are kind of coming together. The rest of the time is self-study, and you can come and access. We have our school site. You can access the content and get online on the school site at any time. So you're watching the video and the audio at your convenience, and then you gather together with your class twice a month for our 2 phone calls. And those
okay,
are
and
on,
then,
in the evening. Evening, yeah.
How much does the actual retreat part cost usually?
The retreat this year is costing $650. That goes for Thursday evening dinner until Monday morning breakfast, and that includes all the room and board and a little bit towards the teaching fee. And, yeah, you're staying on site. And it's in, yeah, Northern California. We help everyone.
Yummy meals, too. Ooh-hoo.
Yeah, very good food. We love Wildwood. It's a beautiful beautiful retreat center on this ridge overlooking rolling hills and out towards the ocean, and it's just sacred land.
thank you. And then I've heard that
Shauna, to answer the first, the classes aren't Tuesday, Thursday. It's any time that you have, you know, that you make your own schedule to listen to the audio and the video, and then to do the work.
Okay.
Other than that,
and then I've heard
one
that,
call, two calls a month.
I've heard that you choose an area of focus. Can you talk a little bit about that, or is it just more general for the first 2 years?
It's a two-year program that goes with a very specific curriculum each month.
Okay, thank you.
It's not like a four-year school where... Mary, were you talking?
No, but I would just add, which I'm not sure we've talked about in the beginning. It's a lot of our programs involve engaging with the mystery as if you're in a mystery school. So each month you're moving through an alchemical process. So each month the teachings will invite in synchronicities and opportunities to go deeper each month with what you're learning, but they almost are building a bit on each other each month, but your area of focus is really just guided along by the process of the teaching.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks. Sorry for our technical difficulties.
Yeah, we're talking together. It's awesome. I'm gonna call next on Joy Smith.
I actually hit the button by accident, but I also am curious about. So you're saying you have specific focuses. I know that there's also that you can audit the course. My finances are limited, and I'm wondering if there are scholarships as well or how that works.
Yeah, I'll let Darlene answer.
That's a great question. Thank you. And auditing it. Okay, Mary.
You're having an interesting thing where it sounds like you're almost dropping out, Darlene, and then but I think you're giving me the floor. I can answer that. I strongly recommend that anyone that's considering auditing to call and talk to me about it, because I can share with you the differences, and I can even have you talk with someone that's gone through as an auditor, because it is somewhat different, and you can, you know, sometimes feel distance from the program. You have to be a little more self-directed and stay with it, in that you don't have assignments to complete and you're not working with a mentor. So you have to, it's almost like you have to do a little more self-study. But it is definitely an option. And then, yes, on our registration page on our website, there is a whole section on if you are interested in applying for financial assistance. We have a program that just was birthed in 2013 to try to gather support from the community, and so we have a small fund we're growing, and we have people apply, but that's an option to explore as well. A lot of times if people are really motivated and they feel really guided to do the program, amazing things can happen where the means can show up from unexpected places, because that person's getting in right alignment with what they're called to do. So we are open to talking with anyone that wants to try to work out the finances and explore what the options are.
Awesome.
But yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you for raising your hand. I'm sure others had that question as well. Indirectly raising your hand.
Sorry.
This is Darlene again. I just wanted to say that, you know, as far as the scholarships and things of that nature, really getting yourself funded. I know that our alumni, our ordained ministers have also have a group, and they you know, we're, the school is that everyone owns the school. And so I know that they have been stepping into a bigger role with all of that, and they've been meeting and having minister circles, you know, on the phone, that kind of thing. And so they're growing a scholarship fund there as well. And I know that we have had a number of students who have come in these recent years with all of these new crowdfunding things going on, and actually have been putting themselves out there and asking for support from their community, and it has been coming through. And so we have a number of them who have come through that level of funding. So, you know, it's quite all the possibilities. You know, we got to think outside the box these days. And I just wanted to say one other thing that was fun is that we also have one of our students who took the class became a minister, and this is how organic that we try and keep the class current, we try and keep the information current and part of our times. And so Lena, who took the class, became a minister, and she's actually now one of the instructors of the class. She's got one of the instruction modules as well. So, you know, it's you just don't know really what Spirit's going to want to have you do. So I just want to say thank you, because I see her on the phone. And I just want to really acknowledge that we have a number of our ministers on the phone. Jamie Rudnick is on here. We have our grandma, Reverend Dr. Judy Lay, who in a second can also speak about the maybe the alumni class, Judy. And then we have Mari Lucas and Teresa Klein, Lindley Hall from New Zealand. Who else do we have? Yay! Thank you. Oh, and we have Trish Noble, who is also on the staff at the Center for Sacred Studies, who is holding the fountain and working also with the Unity Concert. So yay! Thank you guys for being on the line. So yay! Woohoo! Thank you, ladies. And I was expecting. We do have men in here. My brother David Clay was going to be coming on the phone, and so he wasn't able to make it, I guess, tonight. So, Judy, would you like to speak a little bit about all the wonderful work that's happening with our alumni or our ministry circle?
I have to say, just the second that you called out my name, the earphones ripped off my head, so you ought to repeat your question.
Well, we have a number of things. You're also Here we go again. I was speaking about the ministry alumni circle afterwards, and didn't know if you'd like to just say a couple words about that.
Sure. Well, you know, actually, I wanted to say something about the course being online, and I'll just take a 30 seconds to do that. I know for myself, when I was first exploring this possibility to join the program, I'd been through many educational environments, and I had never been to one that was online, and it felt really impersonal to me, and I was concerned about that. And I just want to say, in that first year, there's a lot of uncertainty that arises, and it's really helping you to look at it. It helped me to look at where those places are that I need to grow and expand because of that uncertainty, in terms of kind of doing this on my own, and how do I reach out to this class that I'm a part of, but I can't see them, and we don't meet somewhere. And it really was quite magical that first time we came into the retreat together and saw each other with our eyes. And it's true that our hearts have been opened by that, by the experience of sharing each other on the call of each other. It was really quite magical to have it occur that way, and now I understand why that's so. And the other thing about having it online is that it allows people who live in real distance, long distances from each other, to be part of this. And, you know, in my class, we had we have Lucy, who's from now living in Wales, but she was living in England at the time, and Lenley, who's on the call, who lives in New Zealand, and you know, just magical things occur like that from people all over the world that you end up feeling very, very deeply connected to for a lifetime. So I think that's the part that feels real important to me to add in. And in terms of the alumni, it has more to do with us really being very clear that we're committed to this program, deeply committed to this program, and it's and the thriving of it and reaching out and expanding. And so we get together to support this program, support the Center for Sacred Studies, and to keep our own walking prayer alive and growing as we grow. So that's what I'd say about the alumni. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. That's great. And
thank you, Judy.
We have we still have a little time.
I was going to share. We're test driving our new ministry community, which is what we call all the people. It includes graduates and students, but so we have called it the ministry community. We're test driving our new mission statement, which I'll read to you. We as ordained ministers of walking prayer, connected in love and led by spirit, are committed to providing heart-centered support to the Center for Sacred Studies, our ministers, the earth, and all our relations. So, yay. Thank you, Judy, for sharing about that important part about being an online school, which you would definitely think would be dry or impersonal, and I think if you asked every student, they would say otherwise, that it really grew connections to a soul family over the 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes, so true, Mary. Thank you. So true.
Yeah. Okay, Alina,
hopefully you're getting the – wait. Just before Alina gets on, I just want to say that you know, as people that are looking at, you know, where they want to spend their energy next, your energy and your time and your learning and your growing, you're going to be able to hear from some people about it. And having, you know, that much personal holding, what you're going to be hearing now for the next few minutes is the community and the connection and the amazing ties that we have with one another through this doorway, so that you always have a community around you, you know, in addition to your own, that we can learn from each other when we have questions about something, that we can go back to, that when we really need some emotional or physical help, you know, we have our friends and relatives that can help hold processes from, you know, birthing to dying and dropping our skin and everything in between. You know, we have just an amazing group of people. So I just want to say yes, aho, and okay, Alina.
Well, thank you, and bonjour, everybody, and thank you so much for having us be on this call, Darlene and Mary and everyone. I just wanted to say, piggybacking on what Judy said, I graduated with Judy and Lindley and Jamie's name I heard on the call 4 years ago. You'll each have a clan, and our clan is the Serpent Clan. And I wanted to say, for an online program, these are some of the dearest friends in my life, Mary included. This has been a phenomenal life change in my life. At the time when I signed up to do it, I was working on an Indian reservation, and I thought that I signed up because I wanted to be a better Indigenous therapist. But what I really think I was longing for so deep in my soul was this connection, this morphogenic field that Darlene is talking about. And I can just say, with my whole heart and soul and mind and spirit, and the way that I walk this prayer, and all the things that I have gone through in the 4 years of working where I worked and losing a parent recently and all that, that this community has always stood with me. And it has just been so tremendous. And if any of you are on the call longing for a community that continues on and on. Oh, and Lindley, I think Lindley's on the call too from New Zealand. I want to give a shout out to her. We are lifelong sisters. In our class, it was all women. And I know that I will always be connected to this group of people in my life forever and ever. And this program is what made it happen. So if this is what you're longing for, and this is what you're wishing for, and there feels like a pulling to do this, don't for 1 minute question any longer, because it's just been an amazing experience. That's all I can say. And with that, I'll step back. And I am one of the instructors, so I'll have maybe the chance to get to know you in some way, and that would be just ever so lovely. And again, my thank you to CSS. It changed my life, and to my sisters, I'm not who I thought I was 4 years ago, and who I am now is just inconceivable. So thank you so much.
Woohoo! Thank you. Woo-hoo. That's great. We should say where you're all from, you know, so that we can get an idea. Judy's California. Lena, where are you now? You're California too, right?
Well, currently I'm in Columbus, Ohio, but I was living in California, and then before that, Red Lake Nation. So this is where I'm at right now.
Hey.
Yay.
See, we're everywhere. So how about Lindley?
Yes, Darlene, I'm here. You must have caught on, Lynn, because I just unmuted myself. How can one not? So I just wanted to acknowledge and say a big yes to all that I have heard coming before me with this beautiful community and these absolutely amazing sisters of mine. And to let people know that you can be far, far away and still be incredibly closely connected, because I know when I was looking and searching and found out about CSS, the Center for Sacred Studies, and was wondering what to do and whether that was where I should be, and couldn't actually, you know, a single thing that said absolutely yes, and this is exactly why I'm doing this. It was more ethereal than that, and of course I've never done anything online. I didn't know about Skype. I didn't know about any of those things, so that was all something to learn. But it was the pull internally that wanted me to show up for this, that eventually was what I needed to listen to. And all the other fears, concerns, wonderings, you know, over the time fell by the wayside. And I was so glad that I did listen and show up, even though I couldn't actually intellectualize exactly what it was that I was doing, and had great difficulty in explaining to friends and family what this was about, because I didn't understand it myself. I just knew that I needed to show up. So I'm just encouraging anybody who's out there that to try and answer all the questions and get the responses that you want is incredibly difficult, because it is something so different from anything else. And yet the heart of it is so profound, that all that you've heard around the depth of relationships, the depth of knowledge, for me it's been a way that I now walk in the world that I would never have experienced. I cannot imagine having ever been this gift in any other way. So, and it is just, you know, it's what I embody now. It's who I am. It's for which I have such great gratitude. So sitting in little old New Zealand, where we're having the end of summer and doing the opposite of where you all are, is such a wonderful thing too, because I can boast sunshine when you're boasting snow, and it works. So all the very best. Follow your heart in this regard, I strongly suggest. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Lindley.
Thank you, Lindley.
Thank you.
So this is Darlene again. While you're thinking of a question, what were, you know, the course itself is $5,500 for it's a 2-year course, and the additional fees that you have to put in your bag for consideration are the 2 retreats, which is this year will be $650, so it should be close to that next year, barring unforeseen circumstances, and then 2 breathwork sessions a year, which, I don't know, breathwork session here is probably, you know, could be anywhere from $100 to $200, like $150, $165. It's all individual. It all depends. You might know breathworkers near you that are less. And then you will have some outlay for your books, materials. I know that many of those that you can get used, and I believe, I don't know if we still have this, but I think there was somewhat of a lending library that was being considered, and so that folks can utilize books and then, you know, return them so someone else can utilize the books. However, it's very difficult to get rid of any of the books because you just want to keep them for reference. And so if you know of someone else you think might be wanting to take the course, let's get that word out as well, because you know, we want to have a minimum class size so that we can pay for the expenses of the class as well. You know, we're a nonprofit organization, not that we have anything against profit, because we all need a little profit. And some of us are prophets, right? There you go. We haven't raised our rates at all since we began. It's the same way. You know, we try and keep our expenses and costs as low as possible and keeping the quality and the connection, and there's a lot of that happening this way. So I just wanted to say that much. You're really called, and if you are, please come and pray and play and discover more of yourself and who you are and what are we as a walking prayer and what is Spirit guiding us to do, and, you know, we get to discover that together, and as we are organic beings, that is an organic experience also. I know I just finished watching Selma. Finally, I got to go see that, and I had watched the movie about Cesar Chavez not too long ago, and I'm up looking at World Water Day happening March 22nd, and this actor that we have here in the United States, Mark Ruffalo, who I guess is also Hulk, and I mean, he does many different types of movies, but here's another inspired man who's part of the forward activists for fracking and for water, and he's got, I don't know, 3 nonprofit organizations, and I mean, you know, it's, you know, I get inspired when I get tired with all of the people that are really stepping up and saying, all right, this is all of our problems. This isn't, there's no place to point any fingers, because we, you know, we live on the earth and we all live here together. And so we really need her warriors. You know, years ago, our mother told us, you know, be my warriors, walk with the rose and not without the thorns. And so we said, okay, and here we are, brought us to this moment in time where we get to talk with you all. And so we have 2 more minutes left on the call. If anybody else, we'll just open it up for if anybody else has any questions. I wanted to give you a moment to ask if you do. I see Shauna, you raised your hand again. Cool.
Yeah. If I wasn't able to do the 2015, I'm assuming the next one would be 2017, or do you stagger it every year?
We have staggered it. We start a new class every year, and we follow, you know, follow the process. So we're not sure. We don't guarantee anything. At some point, even with our Stargate school, we said, okay, maybe it wants to go to bed for a year or two, or you know, if people don't sign up for the class, then, well, then the class isn't supposed to be taught that year. You know what I mean? So it's like that. So I'm not, so that is a big I don't know, but conceivably that would be how it would work, is that we would keep having a new entry class every year. No guarantees, though, but yes.
And
so come this year.
I also want to say, I didn't know that it was being called the Ministers of Walking Prayer, and I just want to say that sounds so beautiful to me and such a fit. Like, that just rings true for me. So awesome.
Oh, yay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's great. Well, thank you for those that had questions and raised your hand. Any of you have any questions, please get a hold of Mary. We call her Big Mama, Mary Poppins. She goes by many names. She wears many hats. She's quite amazing, as is all of our staff. Margene on the phone here, and Trish, and, you know, all of us. We're all one huge family, and we work through issues. We're about not having a throwaway society, because there is nowhere to throw it, right? So how do we work through keeping relationships long-term and what happens when we come up against something? So I just want to say thank you, ladies, and for all those who aren't on the call, and for all of our men also who are part of the center, for volunteering or walking as reverends or Mayatri breath workers or whatever it is. We appreciate each and every one, and the hearts that are calling them to, you know, join with us as we hold hands around this beautiful world. And so with that, Mary, I just wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And would you just offer us a closing prayer tonight, please?
Sure, Darlene. And I really wanted to take a moment to thank you. I was profoundly aware of how much I wanted to offer back my gratitude to you for all that you do and all that you hold. You really are quite amazing, and you did a beautiful job tonight. So thank you so much from the depths of my heart. I love you a lot. And yeah, you're a lot of fun to work with too. So that's always important to me. Mother, Father, God, this is Mary coming to you with such gratitude in my heart for the people on this call that came out with their interest and their curiosity, with their questions, and for the answers that came forth from Darlene and our beautiful contributions from the ministers that came out in support of us. It's such a family of love. It's so sacred. I'm grateful that we've come together in this time and in this place so we could walk together on this journey we're on, this journey of healing and healing our mother and healing all the beautiful communities that are springing forth from the work we're doing in the world and all the beautiful healing that's happening and rippling out all over this world. I'm so grateful for my life, this opportunity to serve this beautiful program and CSS. I'm so grateful for CSS and Jyoti and Russell, our founders, and Wendy, our program director, and all the staff, Margene, working hard, everyone that's carrying this prayer forward so that we can continue doing this good work in the world. And so thank you to the future people that are thinking about signing up and looking at ways they can come in and join in on this good stuff that we're co-creating here together. Thank you, Creator, for our lives, and thank you for this moment in time, a precious moment. Aho. Thank you,
Aho.
Everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, all you reverends out there. Yay! Hope to talk to you all soon. Okay.
Yeah.
Have a good one. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Ha ha.